Hey everybody, this is Dan Gilbazan, voice of G1 Bumblebee, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
He's over there! Scourge, show them the stuff of leadership and remove Galvatron from the ooze!
Disturbs my plasma path?
Mighty Galvatron, we have come to deliver you from...
my Empire of Ash? My Bastion of Brimstone Rish? My Kingdom of Desolation? Did I ask you for deliverance? Did I?
Hello and welcome to an all-new generation of All Things Transformers as we get the origins of any and all Transformers fans that we can. I am, of course, TF2, and Mike. Joining me is, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yo, yo.
And today's guest has, he's quite literally the Alpha Trion of Transformers podcasting because he's been doing it since 1999 before podcasting was a thing. We have Mr. Brian Kilby from Radio Free Cybertron.
Hey guys, how's it going? Haven't talked to you guys in forever. Good to
hear
from you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely. It's been a few decacycles.
Decacycles?
That's right.
Deca?
You heard that right. So we're here to talk about Transformers and everything else, but for those that don't know, we need a Radio Free Cybertron history lesson from you. You started the show in 99. Where did you want it to go, and did you think it would get as far as it is today?
Honestly, I started doing it because I liked Transformers and I worked in radio and there was nothing else like it happening. I thought I can record audio and upload it and talk about stuff. Why aren't people doing that? And I did it. And, it was originally just me rambling for like 10 minutes at a time. And it's actually not much different than that now, really.
Yeah.
So
you just get other people to break it up for you.
Yeah, pretty much. Used to be, Skype didn't exist, so if I had to talk to somebody, I had to call them up on the phone and like plug this thing into the phone to record. It was really hard. It's a lot easier and better now.
Yep, absolutely. All right, so Steve, the first question would be:
so, did you grow up with Transformers, and at what age do you remember first noticing the franchise?
Back when I was 5 years old in 1984. Yeah, I remember Transformers when it was brand new. Transformers was... gosh, when I was very young, it was between Transformers and Masters of the Universe, as to which I liked better. But after like a brief 10-year flirtation with G.I. Joe, and I thought G.I. Joe was my thing. For the most part, Transformers has really been it for way too long.
What Transformers generation is your generation, and why?
Beast Wars, I would say, because I was, in general, Beast Wars is where I got back into / really became a serious Transformers fan. My favorite episode, we were talking about this before we were recording, is Webworld, and there's a lot of season 3 episodes that I really love, but overall the highest quality Transformers fiction, you could argue the more recent IDW stuff, but I would still say it's probably Beast Wars. And it was sort of like a coming of age for me, and I really became like aware of Transformers, not just as people would be robot shooting at each other and transforming. I really understood that it could become, there's like a real story to it and real motivation beyond just the boring, you know, good versus evil. I love Beast Wars. I still think it's the best Transformers ever.
I have to agree with you. I'm a little biased though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we know, Steve. We know.
Oh, yes.
Megatron is, he's the best when in Beast Wars. He's probably my second favorite character in Transformers history.
That Prime One Studios statue that they revealed at Toy Fair, oh my god.
Man, it's nice looking, but there are things I don't like about it. Like that dead Dinobot at his feet.
Yep.
That doesn't make sense to me. It's not something from the narrative. It's like his, like Megatron's wet dream or something. I don't really get what it's about, but it looks nice.
If it should have been Terrorsaur.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what other generations of Transformers would you say would be kind of your second, third?
I love all Transformers for the most part. I'm not a big fan of Transformers Prime, at least not from the cartoons. The toys are nice. But like, there's something I can take from everything. I love the toys from like Cybertron and Energon and Armada. While the fiction's not that great, I can at least take the toys and love them. I love G1. I mean, that was what I grew up with. The G1 comics, I mean, I love that. Combiner Wars, I hate the animated web series, but I love the toys.
Yeah,
I mean, there's with the exception of, like, literally, the only thing I can think of that I... Well, no, I mean, some of the toys from Kiss Players are nice, too. I just... I love Transformers in general. I can find something somewhere to like about them.
Mm-hmm. What was your very first Transformers toy as a kid? Can you remember that far back?
Yeah, it was Mirage. And I literally broke it, transforming it for the first time. I snapped him right at the waist.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like me with animated Blur. His legs came off at one point.
But those, you can, Blur can pop back on. Though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he did.
You can't. You can't do that with Mirage, mm-hmm. or anything before like 1995.
Yeah.
No ball joints.
Yep.
Yep.
So, growing up, did you and your friends ever try to pretend to play Transformers at school or?
Like recess, essentially what's called live-action roleplay now.
LARPing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it was more Masters of the Universe. Mm-hmm. I can remember, like, every kid pretending that I was Optimus Prime and transforming by putting my arms at my side and all that. But, I mean, that wasn't a big part of... LARPing as Transformers wasn't a big part of my childhood. That was more of a... Again, more of a Masters of the Universe, maybe G.I. Joe sort of thing. Mm. I mean, I'm certain we did it. It's just not a huge part of my recollection.
Right, right. Okay, who is your end-all, be-all favorite character from any Transformers incarnation? Megatron puts a fusion cannon to your head and says, choose. You can pick one Autobot and one Decepticon.
Decepticon, my favorite character, period, is G1 Galvatron, Season 3 specifically, the crazy one.
Yes.
That's my favorite Transformers character. I love crazy Galvatron. Crazy Frank Welker Galvatron is awesome.
Yep.
How much longer will these cursed repairs take? Work faster! There are Autobots waiting to be mangled!
Even now, the Autobots bask in what they believe to be their victory. Never expecting us to strike at the new planet they are exploring.
Planet? What planet? We will make that world their tomb!
But Galvatron, we need time to plan, to prepare. A world called Torculon.
Well, where are they? Where are the Autobots?
They must have detected our approach and gone into hiding.
There! Something's moving! It must be the Autobots! Ultimagnus! Come out! We're here! Come meet your doom!
I wish you would. I want out of here, this place, to see the creeps.
You! Where are the Autobots? Fleshling, I warn you. Tell me where to find the Autobots!
Mommy! have no head. I have no head. I have no head. I have no head. Are you the new admission? Oh, never mind. I see.
Are you threatening me, beast?
Stop. Enough. Anti-mutual behavior is not permitted.
And just how do you intend to stop me, you lover? When I kick my fists on you?
Entity exhibits a severe failure in reality processing and a malignant plasma neural tick. You were wise to bring him here.
We'll need a complete history, of course, if we're going to do anything for him. No one is going to do anything for me!
He's been this way for a while, I take it. Some sort of plasma accident?
Cyclonus! You knew there were no Autobots here! You deceived me!
Mood swings, irrational behavior.
The force field is running out of charge.
Very well. Inhibit him.
Cyclonus! Cyclonus! I will rip out your cogs for this! Cyclonus! I will!
Cage synthesis.
What are you going to do to him?
Why, we're going to begin his treatment. Remove the patient.
Before we start, there are certain formalities. Does the patient have a service contract with us? Then we'll require a credit reference. I believe we can waive the customary deposit. Should the patient require permanent care, payment will be made in consciousness units rather than conventional currency.
What I want to know is...
Do you understand and agree to these terms?
Yes, yes.
Then, if you'll validate the forms right here... And here for diagnostics... And for therapeutics... And one for parts and labor... And accounting... And there... That's your copy.
Favorite Autobot? It's a little harder for me to pick that since I would probably Grimlock. But it's not hard and fast. If it was specifically toy, I could probably say G1 Metroplex, just because I have a lot of nostalgia for that toy. Mm-hmm. But character, I really love dumb season 3 Grimlock. I can't help it. I really love where in seasons, you know, like in the first couple seasons, he was very brooding and kind of scary, honestly. By season 3, he was really that point of view character way more to me than Daniel was. He was the character that kids could connect with, and I thought that was pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
Me Grimlock, not podcaster. Me Grimlock King.
Me Grimlock kick butt.
Yeah, Grimlock is awesome. He really, really is. And then there was that one episode he had to go and get smart.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Grimlock's new brain.
Yeah, he's still not really that smart. But he's smarter than the other guys. That's the important part.
He was smarter than the robots he created because he had to give them his intelligence. Oh, God.
Hey, but collectively, they have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So what are some other, like, staple characters? I know you've already mentioned your like of like, Beast Wars Megatron and of Grimlock and... Crazy Galvatron, but like, what are some other, like, maybe oddity characters that you gravitate towards?
I love Beast Machine's Thrust. He's just a badass until he, of course, we learned that he's Waspinator. But yeah, I mean, I really love just his the way that he is He has this devil may care attitude, and he literally flips off the Maximals. He only has three fingers, so pointing the middle one is, I mean, he literally flips off the Maximals. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Other characters that I like, normally I look for a cue by looking at my toys around the room, and I love G1 Ultra Magnus.
I can't deal with that now.
I love, I love Six Shot and Headmasters. I was a kid, of course, in the 80s, so I still have a fondness in my heart for Bumblebee. Like the real Bumblebee, not the Camaro.
We know what you meant.
not the Michael Bay poser.
I really hate that we have that distinction now where we have to say Transformers, the animated movie, and people are like, what's that? I don't know anything beyond before 2007.
I mean, the 86 movie wasn't a wide success. I mean, there are people who know about it, but... Like, my wife will go watch the new movies with me, but I try to get her to watch the current stuff, or the 86 movie, and she has no interest. And honestly, I don't blame her. I mean, I love it, but it's not very good. It's actually really bad.
It's better than the G.I. Joe movie.
She's not going to watch that either.
I enjoy them both.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the intro to G.I. Joe the movie is the most awesome thing that Sunbow ever put on film or in animation. But, the Transformers movie has this, like, revered place in a lot of people's hearts. But I watch it, and it's like, I love it because I've watched it hundreds of times. But it's the people who wrote it didn't stay up late writing it. It's kind of like Knight Rider.
I'd rather be turned into a toaster oven than go through this again.
I'm with you there, pal.
Hey, watch it. Although you have to admit, though, the best visual version of the movie is the new Shout Factory release.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there any Transformers characters that you just absolutely hate, cannot stand, will never deal with them ever again?
Let's see here. I took some notes because that was a hard one for me to to think through. Honestly, most of I do not hate. I think we go into that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. The base stuff. I don't hate it for existing, but there are things. Certain characters that are supposed to be, I'm not going to say the exact same character because obviously they can't be, but analogs to the characters that we know from other Transformers series. So I really hate the characters that, like, shoot first and ask questions later. That even includes Optimus Prime. I abhor Optimus Prime from the movies. I think he is terrible. And he's probably my least favorite character in Transformers, period. And honestly, any Peter Cullen Optimus Prime after G1, I think he just needs to retire.
Hmm. So you heard it here first, folks, in all things Transformers. Brian Kilby of Radio Free Cybertron hates Han Solo.
I love Han Solo.
He shot first.
Yeah, but he had a reason to. I mean, Optimus Prime is not Han Solo. Optimus Prime, like, was my father.
Yeah,
he was my father figure growing up. My father wouldn't have done. Actually, my father was an asshole. He probably would have shot first, but just not a big fan.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. You still can't knock Welker though.
No, Welker's great.
Welker's still great in every role.
Yeah, I mean, Welker's actually really a voice actor. Not that Peter Cullen isn't, but, I mean, Welker's a voice actor is voice actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Over your lifetime, as you've gotten older, has your interest in Transformers grown stronger or weaker? I know that it could obviously be stronger in the sense that RFC, but...
It's both. There are periods in my life where I've been literally obsessive compulsive, and I tend to obsess over things. And I would say the biggest growth period for me with Transformers was when I found the internet community back in, say, like 97, 98. And I literally obsessed all the time with Transformers. And back then, there was a lot less to know. And I had developed a pretty comprehensive encyclopedic knowledge of things. And my memory, of course, is shot between now and then. I've, you know, a lot of things that I've had to replace that with, like Microsoft Access and Excel and things. But I still love Transformers, and I'm still passionate about Transformers, but it's kind of something now that just exists as part of my life and not something I necessarily obsess over. I don't, like, God, literally there's a period when I was, when I only worked part-time, when I was budgeting pretty much my entire income on toys. Can't do that anymore. I mean, there have been periods when I just kind of, you know, Transformers became something that I just pushed all the way back and didn't even think of or, you know, think about that much. And I mean, there was a couple years when I really didn't even buy much of anything. But it's grown, and I would say that if you, as part of, like, subsuming it as part of who I am, I would say it's a bigger part of who I am than it's ever been. But it's not something I necessarily think about 24/7 like it was back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. So question 10, you've kind of already answered it, but why don't you tell us about those few times that you basically dropped everything Transformers? You had wanted nothing to do with the franchise.
I've never had a period when I wanted to have nothing to do with it. But there have been periods of time when it became, like, after Cybertron. I mean, I was buying Cybertron toys, but I don't think I watched a single episode of Cybertron when it aired. I think I pretty much stopped watching Unicron Trilogy stuff after, like, the fifth or sixth episode of Energon. I know that Cybertron is more well-regarded than Energon, but I still have a hard time really understanding it. It's just not my thing. But there's a period there of about a year, that year and a half, I guess, between like 05 and maybe early 07 when I wasn't buying much of anything. I mean, gosh. I mean, and of course, there were periods in my life, say around 91 to about 94 when I wasn't buying anything.
Mm-hmm.
God, and that seemed like you know, when you're younger, time passes more slowly, and it felt like that was a whole lifetime that I just, you know, I was growing up, I didn't care about Transformers. I mean, it's like 3 years, but it felt like it was something that I gave up. And in hindsight, it's just a blip. But I mean, probably in my, since Transformers have been a thing, probably 4 or 5 years of my life have been mostly Transformers free, but that's it.
Okay.
So with the internet giving birth to the fans of all having a voice about what they like or don't like about Transformers, do you find that your voice gets lost in the shuffle, or do you just shout louder?
I mean, used to be back in the day, you could probably count the number of Transformers fans on the internet, or who at least participated. You could count the, I mean, they're less than 100 probably. And back then, our voices were really loud. I mean, there's a small community. Everybody pretty much knew each other, or at least heard of each other. And it was really an echo chamber, though, because nobody really cared about Transformers. This was right just as Beast Wars was still going on. The internet the movies, of course, hadn't come out. And a lot of people hadn't found the internet as of yet. I think the internet's the best and worst thing to ever happen to the Transformers fandom. In a way, it's helped people connect to each other. But the discourse, the quality of discourse has also dropped quite a bit. You have to really search harder to connect with people at the same... God, I don't want to sound like a jerk.
At the same level as you are.
I don't want to use the word level. I don't like the word level. But with the same level of passion for Transformers,
right?
And same level of there's too much Transformers to know everything, and it's less a matter of knowing the stuff as knowing how we got to where we are now Mm-hmm. Like, there, you'll find, you still find a lot of people who just hate Beast Wars because they didn't live through all of the, you know, they didn't live through it. So it's not G1, and it's not what they grew up with, and they hate it. And that's the kind of crap that, you know, we had to deal with 20 years ago. And, yeah. Like, I was tired of that 20 years ago, but there's so much more of that now just because people weren't active in the fandom, and there's a lot of growing that they haven't done along with other people.
Yeah. One of the reasons why I originally made this question is because when I first started getting back into the fandom in 2006, everybody was going to that certain website that, you know, is everywhere. I don't want to drop a name here because heaven forbid I say anything bad about any Transformers website, but everybody should know, you know, it is the year 2005. And it's one of those things where when I joined that place, there were so, and I'm sure it's gotten worse over the years, but there were so many voices. That's one of the reasons why I said, that's why the question reads, do you find that your voice gets lost in the shuffle, or do you just shout louder? Because over on that one website, there are so many voices and just not many people agreeing with each other. It's just nothing but arguments, and it's just tiresome.
I think Cybertron and TFW and AllSpark and the places where the more active forums are way better than where I think the center of activity is, which is on Facebook. Yeah. I think, like, I don't participate in the fandom like I used to. I used to be really obsessive again as of interacting on Altways Transformers or on AllSpark. Like when TFW started, I helped do, like, through RSC, I helped do some promotion for that to bring, I mean, this was 20 years ago, yeah. Almost 20 years ago, like to help direct people there because Tony Bacala was, you know, doing, it was originally a place for his music, and it was like, hey, you know, we would play his stuff on the show, and I don't have a problem with any of the boards, as we would call them, but, like, I see most of the stuff on Facebook, and it's, I literally this week, to maintain my sanity, I've had to unfollow all of the Facebook groups that I'm a member of, and if I want to participate, I literally have to actually go to the groups instead of seeing the stuff in my feed, because I will just see crap that just drives me crazy.
I've had to do that as well recently.
You want to give us an example?
A lot of Beast Wars hate. Toy Fair was this weekend, so I was sharing out a lot of the material that we got from Toy Fair, and people just not understanding things like Ultra B from Robots in Disguise. They're like, what's this? It's a toy. They're all toys. We're adults who play with toys. I don't understand why people get upset that Hasbro isn't catering to them. It's like Hasbro. People are like, why isn't Hasbro making everything Masterpiece? Well, Hasbro doesn't. That's not what they do. They sell toys. They sell toys to kids. And if you happen to like them, great. If you don't, I'm sorry. There's somebody else out there making something for you. It just really pisses me off.
Alrighty then. Yeah, that's generally what happens on Facebook. You know, it usually pisses everybody off.
Yep.
Now, this can be, number 12 can be anything. Most notably, the two songs that everybody knows is Stan Bush's The Touch and Dare. But when I say this, what is your personal Transformers anthem song? It could be a piece of music from the movies, from Steve Jablonski. It could be something from the animated score, from Sebastian Evans II. It could be the Beast Machines theme, anything. So what is your personal Transformers anthem song?
My favorite, or actually my probably two favorite, are various Beast Wars themes from other countries. So War Stop It, which is the original Beast Wars theme in Japan, is just awesome. And Biocombat, which is the Biocombat's name of the series, but the Biocombat theme from the Italian Beast Wars is also awesome. I'm kind of over the soundtrack of the movie, the 86 movie. I mean, again, I love it. I know every song word for word, but it's kind of bad. But I genuinely love, I think War Stop It has the best beat. It is awesome. If the people out there haven't listened to that, they need to. It's fantastic.
They'll hear it in here somewhere. All right, next up, Steve.
How often do you go back and rewatch any of the Transformers cartoons?
If I need to do research or something, I do. I don't revisit a lot of those often. I used to watch them over and over again, and as I've gotten older, I don't find myself rewatching things like I used to, unless I have to do it for research, and like I'm speaking about a specific episode or I'm trying to lift an audio track from something. I tend not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We all love Transformers comics, right? So which incarnation do you love and why?
I mean, since IDW did the relaunch back about 5 years ago, I mean, the stories and writing have been impeccable. And I appreciate the quality. I really like it, but I think my Transformers comics are still probably the Budiansky stuff back from the 80s. I just have a soft spot in my heart. I also loved a lot of the Furman stuff. I love G2, but if I had to pick what my favorite comic series was, it's probably the old the Headmasters miniseries from Marvel. But I also really, 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 really love Transformers versus G.I. Joe by IDW with Tom Scioli. That stuff is awesome.
Yeah, that was a little very interesting when they did that.
So how big is your Transformers collection?
I haven't done a count since about 2003. In 2003, it was around 1,000, 1,500. It's in the thousands, but I don't know how many thousands. I'm honestly afraid to know.
Oh, that's awesome.
What is the one Transformers toy you could never part with, ever? Basically, if something, heaven forbid, but something happens to your house where all your toys get damaged, you know, what is the one thing you would jump into the fire and save?
I would jump in the fire and save my original Cosmos from when I was a kid. It's the first Transformers that I have that I had that I didn't break, and I still have it, and it's on my shelf, and I would grab that. And I know it's not a question you're going to ask, but I like to tell people, if I could only have one scale of Transformers, it would be that Minibot / Sword of Legends scale. If I could only have one Transformer size for the rest of time, it would be that, because I think that's the perfect scale for Transformers. Something you can carry in your pocket and fiddle with.
That's cool. I'd go with Masterpiece, though, because I want the best version ever.
Yeah, best version ever is subjective.
Yeah. Very true.
So, what was the most money you've ever spent on a Transformers toy?
About 15 years ago, I dropped $400 on a mint and sold box Euro Overlord. About the same for a mint and sold box Star Convoy. But I mean, in the grand scheme of things, now it's not that much. But I could never see myself spending really more than that. And now I spend substantially less, which is good. I figured out how to buy stuff that I want for less money. And if I can't afford it, I don't buy it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. So question 18, the big question of the night. Do you like, loathe, or are you indifferent to the Bayverse?
I mean, there are things I hate about it. There are things I like about it. I like that it's helped the Transformers financially. It's informed the Transformers from a design standpoint and made Transformers. Most of the characters look like bags of knives. I can't say that I really love the designs. But if it wasn't for the movies, we wouldn't have animated. And animated is, I love animated. It's pumped so much money into the Transformers in Hasbro that it's a good thing overall, even if I don't like the movies. I mean, there's four so far, so I've liked about one and a half of them. And considering they're Michael Bay movies, that's actually a pretty good track record for him, because he makes crap.
Yeah.
So if you could create any Transformers fiction, toy, cartoon, comic, whatever, what would it be, and what story would you want to tell with them?
Man, that's a tough one. If I had a time machine, I would go back and I would have convinced like Hasbro to continue G1 for a little while longer. I don't think you could, I don't think you can really recreate something. Dragon Ball Super is doing a pretty good job of continuing Dragon Ball, which Dragon Ball Z, which ended like 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, probably 30 years ago, which is kind of crazy. But
we're all old people.
Yeah, but of course there's a lag between when we got that here in the U.S.
Yeah.
But I think Dragon Ball Super does a pretty good job of continuing that. I just don't feel that you could continue G1 in new fiction and it be the same thing, because people would not like it because, again, it's for kids. But I think if we were talking about this on RFC, or I was talking to somebody about this within the last couple weeks, if we could continue Beast Wars, but maybe what's going on Cybertron, like during Beast Wars or something prior to Beast Machines, or maybe something after, well, no, probably not after, what was going on on Cybertron during Beast Wars or in that time period or before Beast Wars, that would be pretty cool. Just to see again, what happened to G1 characters, what's going on, with the characters that, we know from Beast Wars, and just get an idea of what that world looks like, because we only got glimpses from time to time.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be awesome. Do you have a My Parents Got Rid of My Toys story?
It was usually me that was doing something stupid like that. I was a kid. I mean, I grew up super poor. Like, an example of how poor I was. Like, in third grade, we actually took boxes for, like, a canned food drive for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I took my box, and I deposited it, you know, with all the other boxes. That afternoon after I got home, the box that I deposited and several others were brought to my house. So we were poor. That really happened. And so I ended up, if I wanted something new, I would typically have to sell something that I had. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes I would, we called the local radio station, like when we would have the program where people could call and sell things. I would try to sell stuff that way to make money. So I sold like toys and video games that I wish I hadn't, but mm-hmm. my parents never got rid of it. My parents are really old. I was one of those kids that was born later in life. Mm-hmm. So they weren't trying to get rid of stuff because they were looking for me to move out. I mean, they were so old. I literally never moved out until after they passed.
Mm.
So, yeah, no, nothing like that for my parents, just for me.
Mm-hmm.
And what is one piece of advice that you'd give the Transformers fandom and Transformers collectors in general?
So this is one of those. Do as I say, not as I do. If you're as a collector goes, I would try to find something to focus on. You can't focus on everything. I think that's the single best advice from a collecting standpoint that anybody can have is pick a niche and stay in that niche and build the best, nicest collection for your niche that you can. But for the fandom in general, just have an open mind and don't be a jerk. That's probably the thing that I would tell everybody. Have an open mind. It'll make your life a lot, you know, more enjoyable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So what is – this episode is going to be going up probably next week after we record this. So cool. Right after the 1st of March. What are some things that are coming up on RFC and things like that if you got anything you want to promote?
We talk about news as it comes in.
News? I'm sorry.
There's been a lot.
Sorry.
We're now in that post Toy Fair lull,
yeah.
And there's no BotCon to look forward to. So we're probably not going to hear anything until a major until
San Diego.
San Diego, yeah. So you know, things happen all the time. But like back in the day with RSC, we used to try to do different topics and things like that. But we have multiple shows that we sort of dig into that with, but mm-hmm. I don't really run those necessarily. So John DeLuna, who hosts the mini cast, he has ideas of what he's doing. He has free reign to post what he wants. But yeah, with RFC, we just try to keep people up to date with what's going on and try to bring a different perspective. I think a lot of people try to stay in their toy bubble, and we are in a toy bubble, but most of the people on the show have some real world experience, either from supply chain or high level retail or something, where they can speak to the news and give context around it that is more than just somebody whining because they don't like something, which I'm proud of, and I'm something I've tried to foster. We just basically talk about what's happening, and there's always something happening.
Yeah. And you can find RFC at what, tfradio.net, right?
Tfradio.net. That's the domain we've had for since 99. Actually, no, that domain probably came around in 2000. Nice. Originally, it was one of those redirect domains. It was I think it was rscybertron.cjb.net, and it went to like a GeoCities site.
I remember both of those. That's telling age right there.
Yes. Yeah, we're old.
We're all old, people.
CJB. Man, that's old.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, boy. All right, folks. That's going to do it for us here on All Things Transformers. Next time around, we'll probably have a news episode, and then we'll do another Origins episode with somebody. I don't know with who just yet. Steve, where can the people find you online?
Usually on Twitter at SCP21.
Brian?
BeColby on Twitter.
All right. And I'm at TFG1 Mike on Twitter. You can follow at All Things TFV3 on Twitter as well. At Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates, Transform, Transcend, Transform, and Rollout, and all that good stuff. And we will catch you next time here on All Things Transformers.
Woo!
This world is ours! Optimus Prime shall die again!
You got the touch!
What is this?
You got the power!
Thou light our darkest hour!
Gregory?
Jessica.
You got the power!
I can't say what I'm feeling. I'm so terribly sorry.
We had no right to do what we did with the spores. And for what we thought and believed of you, I deeply apologize.
Does this mean the fighting will continue?
Hard to say. There will be no war today, Optimus Prime. You have earned Galvatron's respect.
The wisdom of the ages. It's lost.
No, not lost. We're all a little wiser now.
But the Matrix is empty.
It's up to all of us to fill it again. With the wisdom we accumulate from this moment on. Autobots! Transform and roll out!